This is Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
It's still as exciting for me as it would have been a few years ago to introduce our next guest. He was one of Australia's most iconic singer-songwriters, ARIA Hall of Fame inductee twice. By the way. Yes, and his new single, Love Songs, drops tonight. Speak of no other than the great Mr. Darryl Braithwaite.
Thank you, Jane, Mick. Nice to be here.
Still punching out the new music. What's this one all about?
It's love. And when it goes wrong and then you try to get back, how can I rectify this? It doesn't work out. You know, there's tears at the end.
Well, let's hear a bit of it now. Let's have it. We've got a bit of a clip. We're going to throw to it now.
It's called Love Song. Yeah. I've been writing love songs since we broke up. Just that it took losing you to make it shine up. And I know it's too soon to try again. We'll mess it up again, but it's too soon to say goodbye. I've been writing love songs.
I knew you'd say that. I've already seen it. I've been writing love songs. I can sing it, baby. Yeah, I love it.
Darryl, you can bring out the tambourine and we're away.
Oh, that sounded really good. Yeah,
hey, if you need backup again, remember once I had to do backup. I've improved since then. Now, how have you been coping in ISO? Because you're probably one of the busiest working musicians in the country.
Well, no. We see playing around about Feb, March.
Yep.
And then I think we might be back playing again in November, if we're lucky.
Wow. So it is a really harsh thing that the music industry has had to counter, isn't it?
Yeah. And a few have gone on the streaming and doing all that, which is fair enough. But I've just virtually stayed at home, and I did have plans maybe go away camping up the south coast of New South Wales, but you can't go across the border, so that's buggered that. But just it's really just stayed at home and talked to family and
go over your old memorabilia. Can I bring that up? Because
here we go. Jane's got to get you to sign something in a minute. She's been hanging on about this all day.
I'll tell you what, Amanda Keller, who you know and I know we love, one of Australia's great talents,
she is
obsessed with you, as I have been. And she's put some pretty ripe pictures of the band Sherbet up on her Instagram. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
Yeah.
Do you remember posing with just soap suds covering your bits?
Jane, that's really old.
I can't stop looking at it?
You can tell it's the 70s because there's so much hair involved. Good to see you've got a little mullet downstairs as well.
Exactly right, Mick.
Darryl, what the hell? Why did you all say yes? Why did you say yes?
That's all from 1975.
I know. What kind of manager was saying, here, guys, I reckon, get all your gear off and lounge about all over each other?
It was with... You would maybe able to relate to this, Mick and Jane. The end of the day of a big shoot with the very, very good photographer.
Yeah.
We'd done all the shots, with all the flashy gear on. And Roger, our manager, who now manages Pink, he's probably got together with the photographer and they're probably a bit delirious and gone, why don't we get them in the nude? And, of course, we're delirious and we've gone, no problem.
That's what I love about you boys. There was no problem doing it.
Can I just say Garth Porter's hung like a horse? that's probably where you got the idea for horses, is it?
No. Oh, and he's a Kiwi as well, Mick.
That's amazing.
Hey, by the way, can I just ask quickly, before we get back onto the memorabilia, Jane, I mentioned horses. You got a big decision to make this year because it's such a great thing at the Cox Plate. It's become an institution. It's iconic. Yeah. But if there's a night grand final this year, could you imagine the AFL making a bid to poach you? Because it could well be on the, I think it's going to be Cox Plate in the day, and that's why they're going tonight. You could race over and imagine doing horses in.
That's Horses' Darryl Braithwaite, who is our very special guest. By the way, new song drops tonight called Love Songs, right here on Kennedy Malloy.
I wonder if people realise, I know because I grew up in the Skyhooks and Sherbet era.
There were two bands
and
in it was, that era, wasn't there?
And I was the only person I knew who was in both camps, which was very controversial. Oh, but there is there's a beautiful woman who works with us at Triple M, and her name's Jill. She's a producer. And she was, you know, I don't think people realise how iconic. And it was like the Beatles, girls screaming and chasing you down the street.
Yeah.
And she's admitted to us today that she, in fact, may have done something that now is called officially stalking.
She wants to
apologise.
She she's in the studio now. Say hi to Jill. You may have met her. You may have maced her.
Hi, Jill. How are you going?
Hi, Daryl.
I seem to recall that name.
Oh, no. I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
Tell Daryl where it was.
So what did you do? What did you do?
So we were at school and we snuck into the Southern Cross Hotel in the city and we stalked you. We hunted you down. The whole band. And we kept getting dragged out by the security, thrown out all the time. And then we'd find another way to get in. We found the underground car park. It was so much fun. It was like hunting. It was so much fun.
Were you in your school uniform? Tell me you were in your school uniform.
No, we changed in the toilets at the railway station.
Oh, right.
We had to glam up.
Oh, absolutely.
And did you ever meet the band or anyone? Or?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, there was one time we went to a concert.
Shouldn't have asked this.
I
think it's all right.
I think we're going down a bad path.
No, it's all right.
Stage.
And you souvenired an item from his dressing room, or was it hotel room?
What was
there
it?
There was a food tray outside the door. And there was a teaspoon with a little bit of tea in the bottom of it. And I took it. And then a couple of months later, it had all this mold.
Oh, damn. Oh,
and one of my friends took a piece of toast.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that would have been garbage.
See, it's all these years later, Jill hangs on to that wonderful memory. You know what's more shocking?
Jill forgiven? Yeah. Forgiven?
Thank God those years have gone. Hey. All those times.
Well, we all remember you as King of Pop. Apparently it was a reign of terror, according to James Rain. He came on this program and said it was a reign of terror. And he said this, and now you can back this up.
Yeah.
He reckons you still answer the phone as, hello, King of Pop, former King of Pop, Daryl Braithwaite, is that right?
Do you?
No, I sometimes do times three, because I've won 74, 75. So. I sent it to Red Simon once, and he's never forgotten it. You know?
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Jill, for saying hello. Oh, I don't know what's more shocking, that you boys actually had it was a teacup outside, they're all drinking cups of tea.
That's a
shock.
It may not have been our room.
I'd get that cup of tea down to forensics.
I know.
Hey, Daryl.
Good on you, Daryl. When can we play the song?
You.
Is it tonight?
Tonight after midnight.
And Nick, somebody said that you had a gripe with us or something.
This is awkward.
This is really awkward.
He may. This is terrible.
I may have suggested, I thought, that you... It was interesting.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
James Rain started it, and he dragged me into it.
That's rubbish. I'll tell you what.
James Rain said you shouldn't have got your second...
Rubbish.
Your second Hall of Fame because Horses was Mick a cover. And I said, take that back.
Daryl, who do you believe? James Rain or Mick Molloy? It was all from Mick, and he should be apologising to you right now.
We should do a duet together, Daryl.
I've heard it secondhand and third hand over the last year or so, and I thought...
Paul Kelly's involved too. He knows
Paul
about
Kelly.
It.
Paul Kelly's been involved. Everyone's been involved.
They're all involved. We're all defending you.
Do you know what
we're
this is? It's one of those old rock and roll feuds. We should get together and drink a bottle of whiskey or something.
Daryl, congratulations. Yes. Well done.
Good on you, Daryl.
Thank you, Mick. Jane, thank you, Jill.
There you are.
Bye.
Love Songs, the new song drops tonight. That's Daryl Braithwaite, and this is Kennedy Molloy.